Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. We also try to bring you information about events that we think will not only pertain to you, but also those that you love as well. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have a really special guest that's joining us for this next segment. Dr. Clifford Turner is making his first appearance on our program. He's an individual who's been known as a producer, director, and writer. Many people have gotten to know him because of the popular series, The Awakening. He's here to talk to us not only about the success of The Awakening, but what it's been like for him to bring attention to issues that matter to him. And there's a very special event that's coming up pretty soon that we want to tell you guys about. It's a special Stop the Violence Walk that's going to be taking place in Chicago. That's on Saturday, August the 30th. We'll talk to Dr. Turner not only about that event, but what he hopes to be able to accomplish through it as well. Dr. Turner, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hello as well, and we are honored to be here on the program with you today.
Hey, the honor is definitely all mine. I had a lot of fun prepping for this segment with you, and you have been able to accomplish so much, and not only, I think, in the faith community, Dr. Turner, but also just in the community as well. What has it been like for you to be able to see the way that especially the series The Awakening have not only been able to entertain people, but also to get them to think a little differently about some of the issues that are going on in the world?
Well, I would be seriously remiss if I would take all the credit for what has been accomplished through The Awakening. I am a praying man, and I was directed by the Holy Spirit to produce this program, because basically The Awakening and the content that was in The Awakening was the life I lived in the inner city of Chicago, particularly in the Inglewood area when I grew up in Chicago.
Right. And I think,
so,
you know,
all you saw was a lot, lot of what you saw was what I went through in growing up in the inner city of Chicago. So there's a plethora of issues. So we dealt with virtually probably every subject matter under the sun that young black men could go through. And another thing, I felt like at that time television had 90, 102, whatever the program was that gave you the zip code to Beverly Hills, and there was nothing on television that related to our experience. So I thought that hopefully in writing The Awakening, we could educate as well as enlighten people to some of the problems and the plethora of issues that plague the black community.
Yeah. And that is the interesting thing. You talk about how it was really based on, you know, on the world that you knew, Dr. Turner, but also I think, you know, with the millions that have been able to watch The Awakening, it really shows that it really is a universal story. You know, people, I was able to read, you know, all over the world literally have been able to be touched and impacted by the message of it. And that brings us to what you've been doing this year. You know, I think it's always great to be able to not only to find success for yourself, but then to be able to pay it forward. You as well as some of the cast of The Awakening have been very involved in the community since The Awakening first premiered, and one of the ways you've been able to do that is by making your voice be heard, making your presence seen when it comes to the issue of violence. Does it surprise you that in 2014, with all of the advancements that we've made, Dr. Turner, that this is still such a big problem, especially in the urban communities?
No, not one bit, actually. From what I see, what we are experiencing in Chicago is directly related to the breakdown of the black home. And it has just snowballed into the violence, the disrespect, the gangs, you name it. It all began when the black inner city home fell apart. And I believe personally, not until we deal with first things first and try to right all of these wrongs and bring our children back to a place of respect and parents back to a place of honor and responsibility, it's just going to continue to snowball and snowball and snowball. God forbid, I hate to think about it getting any worse, but I really believe it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah. And that is why I think it is so important for people who have that public platform like yourself, Dr. Turner, to be able to use it the way that you're doing today. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege today of being able to speak to Dr. Clifford Turner. He is a producer, writer, director, an individual many of you guys know as a creator behind the popular series The Awakening. We're talking not only about the success of that series, of course, and the millions that have seen it around the world and the awards that it has been able to receive, but also how he's using the platform he has to be able to bring attention to causes that matter to him, namely the violence that's taking place in Chicago. He has an upcoming event, the Stop the Violence Walk, that's coming up on Saturday, August the 30th. Now, this is not the first time you've done this year. Dr. Turner, you know, what's been the response? How has the community been responding not only to your wanting to be involved, but in your trying to rally other people to do their part? What has it been like for you to see that response?
Well, we had a rally in Zion, Illinois, July 26, beginning at 7:30 a.m. Right there, 2400 Dowry Memorial Drive. It was a tremendous turnout from the city, and we got tremendous response. And I am pleasantly surprised to see the response that we have gotten. And my prayer is that the Chicago walk will eclipse that simply by virtue of how many more people live in Chicago as opposed to Zion. But
right.
We saw a tremendous response and turnout.
Well, I think that's one of the great things, too, about what you're doing and being able to go to these cities and to make your presence be known. You know, I have to be honest, we have not spent a lot of time over the past week, Dr. Turner, talking about the situation that's going on in Missouri on this program, mainly because I believe that every city, as I think you would agree with me on, you know, they're kind of grappling with their own situations. You know, I think the important thing for all of us, we've tried to do it here where we are in Mississippi, and we've encouraged other people to do this, is that wherever you are in the world, you know, to make sure that you're doing your part to make where you are the best that it can be. Do you feel that is part of your personal responsibility as a public figure?
Absolutely. You know what? I believe what the Word of God says, it says to much is given, much is required.
Mm-hmm.
And I am doing all that I know to do with my wife and my church and my ministry and my churches around the Chicagoland area and around the nation to try to address this problem. I don't know if what I'm going to do is going to have a major impact, but the thousand-mile journey began with the first step.
Right.
I just know that I have a responsibility. As been per mentioned, everybody talks about the weather, but very few people do anything about it. Well, I believe Chicago's problems, it's not unique. It's a problem that now we are experiencing all over America. I believe America is a powder keg. A problem unlearned will be a problem returned. We haven't learned from what happened in Florida.
Yeah.
With the young man who was brutally murdered there. So I just believe that that the church community needs to do its part and come out the closet and lead socially in this area as well as spiritually and confront some of these issues that are plaguing our society and our community and our nation.
Yeah. You know, I should say, I mentioned the event coming up on Saturday, August the 30th, as you referenced it as well. It's going to be taking place at 6200 South Lake Shore Drive on Chicago's south side. But you will not, as you mentioned, will not be by yourself. You will have some of the original cast of The Awakening that will be joining you. What has that been like for you? I mean, you know, some, you know, 20-plus years later, to still be able to have that connection with them as well as the support of them in the community.
Yes, and also, excuse me, the NFL Alumni Chicago chapter will be with us in the walk as well.
Oh, wow.
But I am totally amazed at the response that we are still getting today, 20-plus years later. I mean, the kids that were on the program that you saw in the original program, they're grown. They have families. They don't look like kids anymore. And many of them have moved away, but the message is universal.
Right.
And it connected and it resonated with our community and still having a major impact. I mean, every day we get calls at my ministry in Chicago for copies of The Awakening. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the VHS copies, but the DVD copies, and they have been going all over the world.
Yeah. And I should mention,
sure.
Dr. Turner, that for those who are interested in getting it, you're not in the Chicago area, you can't visit Dr. Turner personally. If you go to their website at www.awakening.com, you can actually order them from there as well. I just want to make sure I got that in there, Dr. Turner, that they could actually get them from the website as well.
Well, the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Yeah.
And the message is... it certainly has been very pertinent and relevant. And also, people can sign up for free downloads at awakening.com as well. So if they want to do that, they can do that. We have at our disposal a lot of new technical equipment and technology that we didn't have 20-plus years ago. And we're attempting to get that message out. The awakening was my prophetic way of showing young people what's going. You know, there is a high price for low living,
right?
And if you and if you live like this, this is going to happen to you,
right?
You act like this,
yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Turner.
And if you act like this, this is going to happen to you. I believe poverty is a decision that you make on the inside that manifests itself on the outside.
Right.
It has nothing to do with color. It's just all about decisions, as life is. And that's been my subtle message of the awakening.
Right. Now, I was just going to mention, when you were talking, it reminded me of myself growing up, you know, here in Mississippi, you know, and people can say with what they do about this state, and I know this state has had its share of problems, but growing up, I was always told by my mother and grandmother that I could do whatever I wanted to do. I could be whatever I wanted to be, and I really received that early in my life. Do you think that really is a part of it, being able to help people to understand that where you are today is not where you have to stay, that you can make a decision to do better, but you have to decide that for yourself?
Yeah, of course. You know, when I was a kid, all of the adult generation that were adults when I was a kid, whenever I met them, the first thing they asked me, "Boy, how you doing in school?" Then the next thing they would say to me, "Boy, what you going to be and what are you going to do when you grow up?" They were constantly challenging you because they knew that you didn't stand a chance if you didn't have a good education. I don't see that kind of input from our adult generation today.
Yeah.
If anything, we got adults that are acting like children and children that are trying to act like adults.
Right. Exactly.
So we have got to re-educate our community, and I believe as a result of it, I believe this will be a turning around, and the only turning around with God's help, of the violence that has plagued our communities.
Exactly. And I think that really shows, and what you said, Dr. Turner, really shows that it really is each one of us. It's our own personal calling, regardless of where we are in the world, you know, whether it's Chicago, wherever it might be, to make sure that we're doing our part, to be a part of that change and to be a part, I think, of that positive direction and that inspiring of the next generation. Because I think, as you said, that is really the big part of it, to let them know that, you know, you want better for them and you expect it of them, and hopefully they will be able to expect it of themselves. Again, everyone, Dr. Clifford Turner is our guest. We're talking to him not only about the success of 20-plus years of the Project The Awakening, but also Project Awakening, the Stop the Violence Walk that's taking place on Saturday, August the 30th. Again, if you missed it earlier, that's going to be taking place at 6200 South Lakeshore Drive in Chicago's South Side. As you heard Dr. Turner mention here, not only will he be joined by some of the original cast of The Awakening, also the NFL Alumni Chicago chapter will be with him, as well as others being a part of this event. You can find all the details by going to www.awakening.com. Again, that's www.awakening.com. Once you're there, you can also find out information about how you can order previous issues of The Awakening, as well as, of course, to be able to stay in contact with Dr. Turner and the others as well. Dr. Turner, I really appreciate the time today. We know there's going to be another great event coming up on Saturday, August the 30th, and it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
I'm elated to have informally met you. I would like to also say to our listening audience that they can help us as well by contributing whatever the Lord will lay on their heart to this Project Awakening, because we want to take the arts to the inner city of Chicago. We want to show our young people how to take those talents and gifts that they have and curtail them and use those talents and gifts for writing, for television production, for movie production, as we plant Hollywood studios all throughout the inner city community, that they can reach us at visit visitwalk.awakening.com to register. Amen. You know, I believe that a person who succeeds doesn't succeed alone, and a person who fails doesn't fail alone.
Right.
This is a consolidated effort, and my prayer is that the community and the Chicagoland area will awaken, and we can awaken this sleeping giant that is in our community as it rises to his feet and take his rightful place and turn some things around in America and in the world. In Jesus' name, that's my prayer, my brother.
Exactly. Well, it definitely can happen. Again, as we said here, though, everyone has to be willing to do their part. Again, if you missed what Dr. Turner said, that was walk.awakening.com is where you guys can go for more details on how you can be a part of the walk and be able to support it in some way, as well as, of course, as I mentioned earlier, purchase the original series as well. And then, of course, you can also, of course, be able to view it online as well. But again, that's walk.awakening.com. And again, Dr. Turner, really excited to be able to meet you. Looking forward to meeting you in person. And look, it goes without saying, as I said, would love to have you back on the show.
I would love to be back on the show, and I'm looking forward to meeting you as well, my brother.
All right, we will definitely make that happen. I want to thank our good friend Makita Smith for setting up this conversation with us today, and also want to thank all of you for tuning in to this segment of Conversations Live. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here, thanks to our friends online, about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, the link has been posted on our Facebook and Twitter pages. You can find them at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged the Awakening page that's on Facebook, so you guys can find them there as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.